from a satellite, we can measure, for example, what we call the topography of the ocean, which is the bumps and wiggles in the sea surface height over large distances in the ocean, and that tells us how the water is moving. So that tells us a lot about ocean currents.
You know, when I think of a satellite, I think of like this huge umbrella-like part of shape with these long wings, and I hear this kind of like boom, boom. What do these things look like? How big are they?
They come in all shapes and sizes, really. A satellite that we use to measure ocean color that we call SeaWiFS is maybe the size of a person, you know, 6 feet or so tall, not much wider than a person. And it has 4 solar panels.
So does that look like a badminton birdie?
Sort of. It is more like a cylinder with 4 panels at the end that look like a cross stuck at the end of it. And on the other side, there's a little camera. There's a little telescope that rotates and looks at the Earth. But that's one. I mean, they really come in all shapes and sizes.
Mm-hmm. And this noise that I think about, is that just from
the
movies?
The noise is kind of I think that from the time of Sputnik, people have this sense that the satellite beeps, because that's what Sputnik did. It's just beep, beep, beep. And the idea that these things beep is actually correct, because what they're doing, they're actually collecting the data and they're beaming the data down to Earth by radio. It's a continuous stream of high frequency transmissions that bring this huge data stream of these images. These are pictures that get beamed down to Earth by radio. So it's not just a beep, it's a whole stream of noises that come down, but they're actually radio frequencies, and we interpret them, we decode them, and we get the data.